Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today is the always fabulous international best-selling New York Times best-selling author, Carrie Jones.
And with me today is my PR man and bodyguard, Sean Farrar. Always amazing, always awesome,
always hot.
We start every podcast with a random thought that might occur in our car, in our bed, or in a restaurant. And then we move on into a dog tip for life and a writing tip of the pod. And it's all to try to help you and us live our lives a little better. Right, Boo Boo Bear?
So hang on. Please don't call me that. Got a place where other people can hear it. Thank you.
Okay, we're voice memoing in the car.
Oh, boy.
We are in the North County of New Hampshire. Or country. Is it North Country?
It's North Country.
All right. We're in the North Country of New Hampshire, man.
And but we're heading south.
We're heading south east, back home. South. And Sean told me the funniest story about a woman and her bathroom and police presence. Can you tell everyone the story, Sean?
Yeah.
You don't remember the story?
I did. I read it online.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. Can you retell it?
We're just going straight, right?
Yeah, babes.
All right. So this lady, I don't know, probably came home maybe from work or something, and she heard a noise in her bathroom. She thought there was a burglar in her house, so she called the po-po. And they came, and they could hear somebody rummaging around in the bathroom. Because whoever was in there was too stupid to stop making noise. So they probably gave like some verbal commands or something and got no response. Probably, you know, drew their weapons and made entry into the bathroom and discovered a Roomba.
A Roomba!
Thoroughly cleaning the bathroom floor.
Can you imagine how stupid you feel? Like, for everyone involved in that.
Mostly the lady. Well, you think you could have figured it out, because I've seen Roombas a couple times in a small space like a bathroom. It would be sort of a semi-repetitive noise, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, you'd think.
Plus,
that
you could, ought to be able to hear the thing operating.
Like, vroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a little motor.
Right.
Dude, that's hysterical.
It's still a funny story, though.
It's hysterical.
Even with all the stupidity.
Have you ever thought someone was in your house and, like, they weren't?
Probably. I don't remember any particular instance.
That's not a really good story.
I know, I've checked our house a few times for you.
Shut up. So has your house ever been burglarized?
No, I don't think I've ever lived in a house that's been burglarized.
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I was a latchkey kid, which was a term they used to use in the 80s and 90s, I guess, which was like, hey, my keys are around my neck, so I let myself into the house by myself. Because my parents work, I'm so poor. But
you're not
working
explaining
poor.
This to me, right?
I don't know.
Because I grew up the same time as you.
Okay. Well, anyways, maybe people listening to our random thought.
Right, younger people may not know,
like,
that.
Like, know that, right?
That was definitely an 80s term, right?
I think
80s, 90s.
Yeah, and like, I hated that term, and my mom used to get really mad about it. But anyways, I was one of those kids, because my mom worked, and my dad was dead, and my other dad was, she was divorced from. So I would, like, go home alone and get off the bus and walk up the giant big hill, right? And so I get off the bus and walk up the giant big hill and go up the walkway to our house. And I'm like, well, this is weird. And I'm like, why is the window pane and the door broken? And then I'm like, oh, I think somebody robbed our house, right?
So what'd you do?
I went inside.
That's so stupid.
Shut up, man. There were no cars. There were no cars in our driveway.
Because burglars never walk.
They would not walk. All right, you would not walk to our house. Because
no.
Our house was really far away from everything. Like, maybe they would park on the road and walk up the driveway. But if you're going to take any haul, you would not be, like, Because it was country. It was country living back then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you would not want to be lugging the crap down the driveway to a hidden car somewhere on the road.
Right.
That's just... And I would have probably seen the car on the road because I was on the bus. I didn't notice anything weird. Not that I'm the most noticing kid. So I go in the house. I'm still like, all right, well, maybe someone didn't rob the house, you know? And I grab a knife because, you know, I'm like 12 and I'm going to kill everybody because I'm so bad, but... I made that not swear.
I know.
And like, so I get my little knife and I'm like, well, maybe Bigfoot visited. Who knows? I was obsessed with Bigfoot. Maybe a bird hit the door. I don't know how I thought that because the door was inside off of a screened porch, but whatever. And like, I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. And then I like go in the kitchen and I see their little dining room, and in our little dining room, we had a little baby TV.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, the TV is gone. Someone took our TV, and they took our little baby stupid TV.
Was it even color?
No, it was black and white.
Oh, what?
And I was so annoyed. And then I went in the family room. I'm like, all right, that TV's still there. Like, they left the good TV, but they took the crappy TV.
Well, that little TV didn't belong to your dad or suddenly appear in his house.
No, my dad would my dad is the most upstanding human ever. He was. He would never do that. So then I called my mom, and my mom's like, get out of the house! Get out of the house!
Your mom's smart.
And I'm like, oh my God, they're not here, Mom. She's like, you don't know that! I'm like, there's no cars, Mom. And then she's like, get out of the house! I'm like, oh, this is so stupid. And so I hung up the phone while she called the police and went in her bedroom, and all her jewelry was like all spilled out all over everything. But they didn't take her wedding ring and her diamond ring.
No.
Yeah. And so when the cops, I left the damn house and sat outside where it was super boring. And they took nothing from my room because I had nothing to steal. And like, I went outside and the police came and my mom came. She was all crying and hysterical. And the police were like, it's gotta be someone you know. Like, everything they took was stupid. Like, they took the stupidest things. And they're like, and they didn't take your wedding ring. Like, it has to be someone you know because, like, your wedding ring with your diamond is, like, the most valuable thing you have.
Right.
And they didn't take it.
Right.
And my mom was like, who the hell did this? It was really funny.
Why wasn't she wearing it?
Because my dad had died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. So, like, yeah. That's the story of when my house got burglarized.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, just for future reference, if I was going to rob a house in the woods, I would have my partner drop me off at the bottom of the driveway. Because that serves two purposes. All the neighbors obviously know you, so they're going to recognize a strange car in the driveway.
True that.
If somebody happens to come up the driveway, I'm not trapped. I can zip out the back door into the woods.
Also true that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then if a silly girl comes walking up the driveway and thinks nobody's inside...
I had a knife.
Not until you got in the house.
And went
in the
kitchen. For her?
I'm just saying. Yeah. Future reference.
Anyways, this is why it's good that Sean's not in a life of crime.
Well, no way. I'm too morally...
You're so upstanding, my
scared
friend.
Scared of
so upstanding. anyways, I think we decided, like, the verdict in the family that was it was one of my cousins who had a drug problem at the time, but then felt guilty and then just took crap because the police were like, they're like the dumbest robbers. Like, they
right.
make, like, they left the Atari, but they took the TV.
Well, back then, but, like, it was worth more than
$5. Yeah, like, it was like the most expensive. And they took a tiny little radio, like a really cruddy
Take the VHS player.
No.
Probably way too much. Probably bigger than a TV.
Yeah, the story of my house being robbed.
That's funny.
We moved shortly thereafter to a subdivision. Not as much fun.
No, but
not haunted. The house wasn't haunted. There's no woods to hang out in.
Bummer.
Never got robbed. So boring. Boring
is good sometimes.
Sorry.
So. I got no idea what we're talking about today, love.
You're supposed to say writing tip of the pod.
Oh, hey. Writing tip of the pod. Here it is, broad daylight, and I'm already messing up. Like, this is early for us to be doing the podcast.
Yeah, it's early in the day, man.
10 a.m., I'm only 3 drinks into it.
He's man. Lying.
All right, you're right. 4.5. But they were small.
No, you're still lying.
You're right again, it's 11.
I hope you all gained a lot of knowledge about how to break into a house, thanks to Sean in our random thought.
Oh, I wouldn't break into the house. There's so many surveillance cameras and lift, or not lift, the doorbell, the Ring doorbell cameras and stuff. It's almost impossible. Even if you break into the, you know, average working Joe's house, you're still going to get recorded probably. Nanny cam.
Nanny cam.
Whatever.
Watch out for those teddy bears.
Something's going to catch you.
Anyway, so...
Hats off to all you burglars.
However, someone is doing something creepy in Jackson, Mississippi, and they haven't been caught yet.
Really?
Yeah-huh. Because the city of Jackson, Mississippi is having a weird situation.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. To be fair, Jackson's had weird situations before. People left Christmas trees and potholes in the roads.
That's a phenomenal idea.
They decorate road signs in ways road signs aren't supposed to be decorated.
But classic.
But now what's happening in Jackson is something sacred.
Yeah?
It's about mashed potatoes.
Oh, to you that is surely sacred. I'm surprised you're not down there right now trying to catch the culprit yourself.
No, because keto. All right, so people are leaving bowls of mashed potatoes in all sorts of random places.
Really?
Yes. According to a Huffington Post piece, which was taken from an AP piece, which was taken from a CBS affiliate, a resident is quoted as saying, "So we don't know if someone's just playing a prank or if someone just had a lot of leftovers, but they're leaving mashed potatoes in bowls, like paper bowls, all over the place, man."
Oh, I'm glad they're not giving up their good bowls.
Well, I know. I thought about that, too.
Like, this is my mom's favorite serving dish, and I'm going to leave it. Where are they leaving it?
Like, on cars, on steps. Like,
really?
Yeah, man.
I wonder what the reason for that is.
No one knows. One woman posted a Facebook post about it because they left it on her car. And then all these other people were like, "Dude, that's been happening to me, too." Only really? With a southern accent, probably. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
It is.
Things are going awry down south.
No, yeah, and nobody knows what it's about, and that's sort of creepy, but also it's a great base for a story, right? Because the best stories come from unexpected details and places. It might be the Roomba in the closet in the bathroom.
Right.
It might be your mother, like, us having our house robbed. But the best stories involve mysteries to be solved and the motivation to solve them.
You know what would be cool?
What?
Is if we could program a Roomba to follow you around. And then you could just, like, set your drink on it or your snack or whatever.
Like a drone?
And it's always right there at your feet.
Yeah, man. That would work.
It's like the moving cable.
If you don't want to actually have to carry anything.
And you live in a one-floor house. But you could have an upstairs Roomba, too.
An upstairs and a downstairs.
Yeah, like a drone. Like, the drone follows you.
It just
follows your cell phone or whatever.
Just to hold your drinks.
Snacks.
Oh my God.
Whatever you need, because I don't think I can ride on a Roomba.
Sorry. Do you want to tell us all the condensed writing tip of the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Don't be afraid to take something beautiful like a potato. Now, that's Carrie's opinion.
Just do the thing.
And turn it into something creepy and evil. Keto certainly wasn't afraid to do that.
Nuh-uh.
I know, I should have been like, what even is a potato?
Yeah, man. Keto ruined potatoes for all of us.
Just for us that are on keto.
Power of keto.
But
you can do that in your story.
Easter's coming.
Easter is coming. Did that sound creepy?
Easter kinda. Is coming. If you imagine the bunny rabbit and Easter. Never mind.
Easter is coming.
Anyways.
Be creepy.
Dog. No, wait. We're going to do this different. That was dog tip for life. If you need interpretation. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Sean just read the dog tip for life, apparently.
This is the best life lesson ever from Sparty. Ever. And it applies to so many things. Always. Always sniff things before you eat them. And you know what they say? If it smells like cologne, leave it alone.
I've never heard that.
Well, you didn't grow up with me.
Dude, that's amazing.
Well, not really. It's pretty, in the context that I learned it, it's pretty offensive to women, but...
I don't know what it means.
If it smells like cologne, it's like, okay, if you walk into the bathroom and it smells like a nice shot of Aloha Febreze,
yeah.
Somebody's trying to cover something up.
Oh, I thought you meant in terms of food.
In terms of anything. That's what I said. It could be applied so many ways. You know?
Sometimes I feel like I'm just 5 steps behind you.
Oh, well, that's true. But
oh, my God.
5's pretty good. Most people are like 10 or 15. So you're doing all right, baby. Getting closer.
All right, that's our dog tip today. Thank you, Sparty.
Turned out to be a good one, too.
It turned out
to sniff. That was one of his best. Sometimes the shortest ones are the bestest.
The bestest.
That's right.
Happy writing.
Go write something.
Happy living. Now say, go live something.
Go live something.
Ugh.
And don't make an outline for your writing or your living.
No.
Unless you really need to. But you don't need to.
Nah, just live.
Freelance that crap.
I like it. That's our new motto.
Freelance that crap? Yeah. Did you come up with a new name for our new YouTube series yet?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
It's going to be fun.
We need to crowdsource that.
We need to crowdsource it?
Yeah, that means you go out to the world and ask them what to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But stay, we're still in Dog Tip for Life. We're not even in the outro, but might as well finish up.
Yeah.
Stay tuned because I'm going to make Terry.
You don't know my name.
No, but when the next word started with a T. I'm going to make Carrie take a dip. That means snuff, chewing tobacco in her lip.
I will die.
Thank you so incredibly much for putting up with us for another 15 or 20 minutes
of your day.
Hopefully you laughed once or twice.
It was so kind.
Now the amazing Carrie's gonna tell you some bonus stuff.
The amazing Sean. What a nice intro.
But thank you very much for listening.
If you like our podcast, please like and subscribe and share it anywhere at all. Wherever you're listening, go do that, man. The music in this podcast was Broke for Free by Night Owl and made available through the amazing Creative Commons. And all the tips that go with this podcast is at carriejonesbooks.blog. Search for Dogs Are Smarter Than People. In writing and other news, I have a Patreon coming up. It's already started, but it's coming up because it keeps happening. And every week I put in a new chapter and I send people art. And it's a never before published teen fantasy novel. And it's cool.
Good.
And there's art from like the Need series and it's so much more. But you only get to see it if you basically give me $1 a month.
Or more.
I know.
More.
Or more. Patreon, if you don't know it, is totally cool. And new things can be scary, but it's still totally cool. Basically, you give Patreon your PayPal or credit card number, and they charge you whatever level you choose at the end of each month. And that money supports me sharing my writing, this podcast, and other weirdness. Right, man?
That was my subliminal messaging. Hopefully it worked.
I didn't get it.
I was saying more under my breath, and then
more.
I said, give more for the
give
last
more.
One. But now it's not subliminal anymore.
No. And finally, my next book, In the Woods, appears in July with Steve Waddell. It's scary, and it's one of Publisher Weekly's buzz books for the summer. And there's an excerpt of it if you look it up on the internet or go to our blog, and you can pre-order this bad boy, which might make it have a sequel. And a sequel would be amazing, believe me, because the sequel features cephalopods and caves. Monsters and love, and it's even creepier than the first book. It's so cool.
What's a cephalopod?
Like an octopus, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a squid.
That lives on land?
Dude, it's a really cool story.
Or is it in the water? Is it the Kraken?
There's like a whole thing about the evolution of them, and it's plausible, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So cool.
Obviously, Sean has not read that book yet.
Well, no.
No.
I'm like 5 books behind, dude.
No, but that makes me feel so unloved.
No, okay. It's just that I read it like 5th grade level. You know that.
That's not true. And I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, WordPress. Where else
are you? You're all over the place.
Yeah. Finchest?
Yeah, I guess. Right. Did you start that one up?
And Sean's just here in the living
room. Yeah, I'm not on social media much. Still can't. It's hard for 6th grade dropout
to pick that stuff up. He's actually very smart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. New podcast every Tuesday.
That's right.
Oh, and they're on YouTube now, too.
Oh, sweet.
Man, I forgot that.
Yeah, you forgot to mention that as a presence even, didn't you?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Fail.
Yeah.